PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 32 of Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards. You can find me on social, on Twitter, actually, at Canadan Golf. You can also find us on Twitter as well, at Off Course THP. We're part of the THP Radio Network, along with our good friend, Golf Unfiltered. And today I have another special guest, and actually a first for the show, our very first lady friend to join us, Noelle Zavaleta from Cleveland Strixon Golf. You can find her on Twitter at Noelle-E-E-E-Z, as well as Strixon Golf, Cleveland Golf, and official underscore XXIO or Zexio. Noelle, welcome. Glad to have you.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am doing awesome. It is halfway through November in Ohio. Which is the best and or worst time of the year for me because you guys release awesome equipment and it sucks and is windy outside. So thanks for that.
Sorry, I guess. Yeah, I always I forget about that sometimes, being in a beautiful, sunny California. Golf is 24/7 for me.
That was a solid flex. Beautiful, sunny California after I painted a horrible picture of Ohio. It hasn't had sun here and probably a month and a half, but you know, we'll get past that. How are you doing? You've had a busy week.
I have had an incredible week. It's one of my favorite times of the year, you know, minus the PGA show. That's a great time too. We can talk about that later, but yeah, we officially launched the ZX irons, the two new irons and the utility for Strixon. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about them.
Yeah, I have a picture up. Right now we are purely audio for Off Course, but in case you forgot what they look like, I do have a photo up of all three in the lineup, the ZX, ZX7, and ZX5. Before we get too far into this, you have some very familiar faces on staff who don't call them ZX, do they? Do they call them ZX?
Yeah, that's more of our Euro team. They ZX, Z-Star. That's how they refer it. I always got to give them some nudges on that. I was like, what are you saying? I don't know what that's called.
As a Canadian who has stumbled his way into saying Z instead of Z over the last 20 years, it's always a funny thing to think about. And I was reeling through your Twitter not too long ago to see what we could talk about. And you actually just had what looked like an awesome session with a couple guys. I think people would know at least one of them, if not both, one Mr. Shane Lowry and one Mr. G to the Mac. How much fun was that? And there's got to be a good story that came out of that day.
That was a lot of fun. So it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we did our commercial shoot in Houston. So it was the week, you know, a few days before the actual event in Houston. And we had about seven of our tour players out there. And it was 5 full days of so much fun. And these two guys were on my last day, and them two together, it's just laugh after laugh. And I absolutely love having them on our staff.
So any good stories? Are they troublemakers, or they just kind of go with the flow and have a good time?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily troublemakers, but when you put them together, it definitely takes an extra minute to like get them going to actually do something. You know, like we'll be, you know, setting up camera, getting ready to shoot the next scene, and then they'll just go and start chipping. And it's like, I'm like, all right, Shane, you're up next. And they're like, all right, give us a minute. We want to like compete, you know, like we're trying to get closer to the hole or whatever it may be. And I'm like, no, you got to go now. Come on. Like, what are you doing? But I mean, I end up then half the time finding myself chipping with them too. You know, we had a fun, there's a video that I'm going to share soon on social of Shane challenging me to hit it closer to him. We were doing some photog shots, and he hit it really good out of the bunker. He's by far the best short game player out of all of our staff. Not saying our guys are bad at it, but he is just on another level. And every one of our players will also admit the same thing. He has the touch of, I can't even explain of how great he is. And so I kind of gave him a little bit of crap for not hitting it as close as I thought he should. So then, of course, I shot myself in the mouth and he, you know, said, here, you try it. And you'll see what happens in the video, but it was not my finest moment.
I was hoping you'd chip in or something like that, really put on a show.
I know. I was ready, but it didn't come out to what I was hoping it would be.
So you're not exactly, you're not an unfamiliar face when it comes to THP events. And these are big events that the THP community puts on with the support of great companies like yours. You've been some places, you've seen some things. And I haven't been able to get to too many of them, but I do enjoy being home, following along in the coverage like most people do. And oftentimes I'll see you out there and you look like you're ready to golf at every possible second of these great events. Is that a common feeling that you have when you get out there with THPers, is you just want to pick up the sticks and go?
Oh, for sure. I mean, 100%. Anytime I step onto a golf course and I'm not, you know, playing, I halfway through, I'm like, why didn't I bring my sticks? You know, although, but at the same time, that gives me the opportunity to really get to know the THP members. And I will by far say you guys are the best members out of, you know, anyone, any golf outlet there. You guys are so dedicated and so committed to the brands and golf itself. And I think that's amazing. I love getting to hear inside scoop too of, you know, maybe what you like or don't like about the product as well. So getting to know them on a different level, even on a personal level, when we go out and play is great. And, you know, I think the last event we went to was April of 2019. And there's a bunch of the guys there that I still talk to, you know, on a weekly basis, and, you know, have know their family, and, you know, we can share things vice versa about, you know, our personal lives too. And I love that.
So is there one particular memory from a THP event that really stands out to you? That's super loaded, but you got to have at least one or two.
I know, it's so hard. I mean, there's a bunch. The last event, like, again, was in Vegas, and it was a lot of fun. I really got close with his handle are on THP's Chef Gritter. I don't even know. I know his name is Kyle.
I know his Chef Gritter. Everyone knows him.
Chef Gritter. Shout out to him and his amazing wife and family. They're beautiful. Getting to know him really well. But, I mean, I know Josh is always going to want to talk about the – playing with Sadlowski and quote unquote beating him at Top Golf. So that, I mean, that was so much fun too. I love being able to get those bags all ready for the guys, you know, and then surprise them with Jamie too. I think he was a surprise. So, and then that night was just fun within itself.
I think you're being humble right now. I think there's more to this story. And I repeat, you beat Jamie Sadlowski.
I never want to put one of our players down. Okay. Okay.
You're a stick. There's nothing to be ashamed about losing to Noel, right?
To be fair, he was like playing the pitching wedge of the turbo, which I will admit though, he like crushed it. And I was like, you should seriously consider playing this, 'cause you absolutely piped that one down the middle. You know, but hey, and also too, I was playing in heels. So I will say I won that one for sure.
So that's not the only story with Jamie. He always brings an interesting element to the conversation. Now, I wasn't there, and again, this is all hearsay, but he redefines what it means to be on a driving range. Is that not correct?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Is he there's a story about him hitting irons and someone getting a little bit mad about it?
Yeah. I don't know what exactly happened, but yeah. I mean, you can't blame the guy. Come on. He's long drive, you know, champion, 2-time world long drive champion. So how could he not? You're putting him on a driving range that's only like 350 yards. Of course only. He's gonna drive it.
So he's a trip, and I like that how down to earth he is when you get him one-on-one. He's not all golf, and I think is probably his relief or release to not have to talk about golf and how far he hits the ball. But we had some fun hanging out in the pit last year, picking on Golf Unfiltered. He was having a rough night. that was definitely one of the highlights of the show last year. Was that really this year?
That's right. It was this year.
2020 has taken like 7 or 8 years to get done, and
for sure. You know, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Jamie's awesome. He's so down to earth, like you said. And like all of our guys are, they're personable. You can just, like you said, have a beer with them, you know, and get to know them more than just golf and their background. And Jamie's great. I'm so happy that he's a part of the family, and that also I can just share him, you know, with you guys, and you guys get to know him as well. And yeah, the pit was fun this past year, and although Adam was definitely hurting.
Yeah, that was a great day for me and a not so great one for him. I definitely think we need to go back to ZX because we haven't really talked about it yet. I'll get this picture of you and Lowry and GMAC off and circle back. Now, Noel, we are a couple series out from Z745, which is kind of like that original presentation of this lineup. Obviously, you've had a long line of quality irons, but that it feels like that's been the progression, 45, 65, 85, and now these beautiful sticks. The one thing, my initial takeaway, and I haven't had a chance to hit them yet, it's just they have this sort of more refined, more rounded, smoother, softer profile to them. Do you want to get into a little bit about just the basic evolution of the line and what the guys in R&D and design sort of tweaked to improve these?
Yeah, definitely. While I'm not an R&D, you know, tech nerd, I won't even call them nerds. I think they're awesome. They're great. I love working with them. But they have definitely dedicated 2 full years to this line, and we couldn't be more excited to launch them. We really dove deep into this and worked a lot with our tour pros and just, you know, went back and forth on what works for them, you know, what benefits also our consumers. You know, I'm not sure if a lot of people really fully understand when we get feedback, we do really take consumers' feedback into consideration. We've got a great testing center where we have hundreds of, you know, quote unquote testers that, you know, test stuff from start to finish. And same thing with our tour pros, and our guys loved the 45 series. So this new line is it is definitely an evolution, and there's some great new technology that our guys can talk about a little bit more, but it is a little bit along the lines of the 45 series that we did make a few years ago. So, you know, you'll notice obviously more improved distance and forgiveness over the last generation. The VT sole is there, and it's by far the best turf interaction that you'll get out of any other OEM. And then again, the utility iron, you know, that club is money is the best word that I can use to describe it. And so many of our players, actually non-players, also play it as well.
Yeah, that's kind of the secret there. The utility you guys have done over the last couple, release cycles has been a ton of fun, not just from a profile perspective, but also from a sound perspective. It's been like the perfect placement in the bag between that hybrid, which no one ever really wants to hit, and that iron, which everyone seems to want to get as low as they can with. But this is like a nice compromise. And I always felt it was more of like an off the tee kind of length, you know, but I think there's always a place for that, and to see that continued refinement, I mean, it gets a guy like me very, very excited, because that is a definite spot in the bag that I look for every single season. So
yeah,
when it comes to these irons, what are you focused on? What are you playing? What are you into?
So I'm gaming the 7 series. I love just the how it looks at a dress. You know, but you can also go combo set. Like what I really want to talk about for this series is how much we blended them, or to make it a perfect set that you can blend really, really nicely. The transition from each iron, it's flawless, you know. But in the 7 series, it actually is even a little bit more forgiving than you might think. But it's still, when you put it down at a dress, it does almost look like a blade.
Yeah, that's been the takeaway of the last couple offerings that I've messed with. It is a sharp, exciting product, and I love that kind of angled sole that you call VT sole. That is one of my favorite things to have in a product, and it kind of lends into the wedges too. I've been a sucker for RTX 4 and OL. There's no other way of putting it. I've been sucked into the greatness that is RTX 4 to the point where I'm actually fighting ZipCore, which is weird because everyone loves ZipCore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, these RTX 4s are like, they're practically a part of me now. I mean, I've got Letterkenny quotes on them. Shout out to James Miles for that one, staff writer on THP, smashing his fingers doing that for me. That was pretty fun. But I haven't made the transition yet. So you have to tell me more about ZipCore because I've messed with it, but I can't make that leap yet.
You have to. I want you to just get them in your hands and hit them. They are incredible. I mean, right away, all of our tour players switched into them instantly. I mean, the technology and obviously in our marketing spiel, it's what's inside. It's the revolution of this new tech. It's basically, you know, what do we say? We kind of tore our, you know, flagship RTX down to the core and rebuilt it from the inside out. So, just the materials in it, and it's so soft when you hit it, and the spin on it, I can't, you know, the Ulti Zip Grooves just is fantastic. And you will notice that immediately, on your, you know, chips and pitch shots.
So we did a video, in the tech studio over at THP. It was like a month or two ago now. I'm sure you saw it. We compared the benefits of ZipCore to your CBX2 product. And that was really, really eye-opening. Did you happen to catch that?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did watch.
So I'll be honest with you. I went in there with absolutely no expectations, thinking, you know, ZipCore is the one. It's a bladed wedge. I'm a decent golfer, so that's basically where I need to be. And that CBX2 absolutely knocked my socks off. I went back and I looked at the data, and halfway through, I hit them second, and halfway through I could tell, I was like, there's something about this product that just, it's like, I see a shot, I hit the shot, and I move on because there's nothing else to worry about. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, really take a second and think about it. Like, majority of the golfers are playing a cavity back iron. So why wouldn't you play a cavity back wedge? You know, you're not playing a blade iron. So why would you play then a quote unquote blade wedge? So it's perfect. And we did extensive research. And like I said, we got to those numbers of, I think it was like, what, 82% of golfers. I'd have to go back on our research. And so 82% of golfers play cavity back irons. So then, and we just couldn't believe, you know, in our R&D team couldn't believe that there wasn't a wedge for that. And that's what we take really big pride in at Cleveland Golf, is that we make a wedge for every golfer. We have the ZipCore, we have the CBX2, we have the full face CBX2 as well. And then we also have the Smart Sole,
which again, pretty crazy.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it gets that ball up in the air for someone who is a higher handicap, or is, you know, just going out there and having fun on the weekends, and, you know, getting older and not being able to, like you said, flight that ball up, or, you know, hit it at impact and get it up in the air. Now the Smart Sole is going to be perfect for you.
Yeah, and it kind of lended that opportunity to think about it in a different sort of way, because you had just mentioned blending a set of irons and being able to do that seamlessly. And as I'm going through this wedge test, I'm like, why doesn't anyone ever talk about blending wedge sets? You know, it's always, and I'm as guilty as anyone of this. I've always said I need the exact same wedges, not just like color, you know, design. Everything has to be the same from this point to this point. Now, my irons can look totally different. That's not a problem to me. But you better not mess with my wedge variance. And that's just such a stupid perspective to have, in my opinion. And I'm making fun of myself here. It's like, if all I want to do with a 50-degree wedge is hit it dead straight on target, why would I not go for a little bit more forgiveness? So that's what's been bouncing around in my head. So again, thanks a lot for that, because it's now November here and I can't, you know, sort that out personally. I just have to think about it for the next 5 months.
Right. Yeah. It's do some chipping inside the house. I mean, yeah. not sure what the family will think of that, but
right.
Just give it a try. You got nothing to lose. I mean, again, why wouldn't you want forgiveness, especially in your short game?
Yeah. So that was a really fun video to do. I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction here, because we've talked quite a bit about golf already. And there's a couple things I want to kind of chip away at, because you've had a fairly busy fall. So we'll start with important question. What is your favorite fast food joint, and why is it not Whataburger?
Yeah, it's by far In-N-Out. In-N-Out is 10 times better than Whataburger.
You know, I noticed you went to Texas, you tried it, and you were very, I would say polite, but you didn't say anything about whether you liked it or not. So I can't really say you were polite. You just pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't. I think the big thing for me was the mustard. I'm not necessarily a mustard gal, so that was kind of a turnoff for me. And then, you know, we got our secret sauce at In-N-Out, so how could you can't go wrong with that.
Is that the animal style stuff? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think the fries could be better at In-N-Out?
Yes, I do, but I also don't think they're bad, especially for the price that you're paying. It's like, I don't even know what it is. It's like $1.29 or whatever it is for a fries. So you can't beat that.
True.
You know, but I mean, my ideal French fry, if I had to choose one for the rest of my life, it would for sure be like a steak fry.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
So you guys have, do you guys have any other like traditional chains out there that aren't just the basic McDonald's stuff? Like Five Guys.
Yeah, we have Five Guys. Yeah, Five Guys is good. I like them. They're really good. They're a little pricey. And then like The Habit is over here too. If I had to choose one or the other, I would definitely choose Five Guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on. You had a big fall in regards to this hat. It says LA on it. It's blue with white. I'm not really familiar. Is that like like a new product line you guys released?
World Series champs, baby. Okay.
LA Dodgers. That was a big couple weeks for you on social.
That was huge. I probably had the most anxiety in my life during those games.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I get fully into it. I can't sit down. I walk back and forth from my kitchen to my, you know, our family room. And yeah, those are definitely some intense games. But hey, we came out on top.
So are you just a big sports fan in general, or is this like there are certain teams that just get to you?
No, well, I mean, I'm definitely a huge sports enthusiast. I love football. I love baseball. I love golf. Hockey is a lot of fun too that I love to catch on. Basketball's fun. I'm not a huge basketball fan. Obviously, I am a Laker fan, but I wouldn't call myself like a dedicated Laker, you know, fan. I'm like the Dodgers. The Dodgers are my ride or die. They can do no wrong in my eyes.
Okay. I'm a Kobe fan. They can close shop after they brought LeBron, and that's my perspective. And that's definitely not bitter Ohio talking. That's just me being me. So, yeah. So does that make you a Kings fan, Ducks fan? What are we talking about?
I'm a Ducks fan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever get any of those guys out to Cleveland Cirque to do some fittings or anything like that?
Yep. I've got about three of them on my staff right now. They're fantastic. I've got them. I've got some Dodger guys. I've got some NFL guys. I have some retired NFL guys. I've got some retired hockey guys. I've got a good mix of social ambassadors that have done some tremendous work for our brands and our loyalists and get our name out there. And, you know, again, I can't emphasize this enough that obviously everyone knows Cleveland Golf, Strixon is still coming into the US but making a bigger and bigger presence every single day. But once you get our product into your hands, we can't get it out for you.
It's, yeah. Is there, a certain type of sports guy, you know, hockey players, baseball players, football players that seem to be most comfortable switching into golf?
Oh yeah, big time. I mean, all of them. I mean, I've got, you know, pitchers that, you know, I can't even remember their ball speed. I was just thoroughly impressed. And I have Josh Manson on our team too. And he's a hockey guy for the Ducks. And I couldn't believe his swing speed and his ball speed. And it's just like night and day difference. Like, it was so easy, you know. Mookie Betts is playing our irons, and I haven't seen him play in person yet, but I'm looking forward to that. You know, during the off season, sometimes I'll play with the guys, and it's a lot of fun. So it's just they're freaks, you know, in a positive way. They're just completely, you know, athletic freaks.
Yeah. You refine your craft in such an extreme way, and then you have months at a time to be free to yourself. Now, I would say for hockey players here, it's great because you have the summer off, but for hockey players there, it's great because you have California on your side. So it's not a bad season to play up there.
So, I mean, you're Canadian, a big hockey. We have Grant Fuhr, who is with us, and he's amazing. Him and his wife are outstanding, and they are ride or die Strixon, and he is a fantastic player. And I swear, almost sometimes he like loves golf more than he loves hockey. It's funny. I mean, I'm talking to him almost on the daily, you know, and he loves specking out his irons and his woods and trying to figure out the best way to, you know, make his game better. And he's a great golfer as well. I think he plays like almost 300 rounds a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the goalies are crazy, and they have to be crazy to have a piece of vulcanized rubber be shot at your face, you know, on purpose. So it makes a lot of sense that he's unique in that way. I'm going to transition to another pitcher I found. And this is kind of funny to me because I think it shows a couple things. So we're looking right now at a picture of Noel smashing what a driver or getting ready to hit one. But that's not the most interesting thing here. You are rocking sandals in this picture.
I am. I know. I get a lot of backlash whenever I post photos in my flip-flops. I am a SoCal girl. I am a ride or die Long Beach, California girl. And so I live in my rainbows. I live in flip-flops. And that makes me so happy playing golf in flip-flops. And I don't know why people get so mad about that.
I think it's awesome. Are there spikes on these?
No.
So first of all, the amount of control you have to swing a driver at any speed in flip-flops is obviously commendable, being that most... There's a lot of videos on YouTube that start here and end with someone sitting on their bum on the ground. I doubt that happened to you because you did post it. So I think it's very representative of what your perspective is in the game. It's at any moment, golf is a thing you want to do and be a part of. And I love that. That resonates with me. We haven't really had a chance to talk about what golf means to you at this point. I mean, you're in golf, but what does golf really mean to you as a person?
That's a great question. I don't know if I've ever been asked that. For those that don't really know me, golf has been in my life since I was 3 years old. So I've been playing this beautiful game for, you know, more than 27 years, 28 years. And from honestly age of seven until I graduated college, I played competitively, you know, so it was ride or die golf. My number one focus growing up was golf and competing. And I had goals set, you know, I wanted to be able to play in varsity in high school, which I did all 4 years, and play in every single match. And then I, you know, wanted to make sure I got a full ride scholarship at a D1 school and play all 4 years, which I was able to do. And I think once all of that was done, I was, you know, a little burnt out. It takes a toll on you, you know, and plus in college, which a lot of people don't know, is that you play 36 holes in a day. So like a normal college event is you play practice round on Sunday, play 36 holes on Monday, you play 18 holes on Tuesday, and then you fly home, you know, and either hit the weight room the next morning or hit your classes. And and all that stuff. And it took a lot out of me, you know. And like I said, my devotion was to golf. I had a lot of golf friends, but I didn't necessarily, besides that, have much of a social life, because if I wasn't playing or competing, I was practicing, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. So golf, while it can be, you know, exhausting, and I get a lot of feedback from people of like, how do you not play golf more? I think it's because maybe you just don't know my history of it. And now I enjoy it and take every moment in when I can play. And even if I can't actually play, it still makes me so incredibly happy to be out on a golf course doing a photo shoot like this, you know, doing a commercial shoot with, you know, our tour players, whatever it may be. And 99% of the time when I'm out at a golf course doing something like this, I am going to hit a shot at the end of the day. It is bound to happen. And so, and that to me, if I can just hit one or two shots, then I'm good, you know. And if the guys, some of our ambassadors, you know, our professional players of other sports want to play with me, I'm going to play with them, you know, and we'll have a great round and, you know, we'll have some bets and just have fun. And then it's funny too. They're like little kids. They almost, I seem to sometimes they enjoy golf more, like I said earlier, than playing in their actual sport, because they can just relax and let loose. And that's what I'm all about nowadays when I'm out there on the golf course.
Yeah, that it's funny you say, give me one or two shots. I went being more into the content creation role on THP now. I joined JB, who is notorious for not taking a shot at at an event. I went and helped him, and we were down in it's gonna kill me, on RTJ, and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was there for content, taking video, getting the forum involved. I was like, I gotta hit something. I gotta do something. It is like one shot a day. And that, Noel, that almost destroyed me. It's in our blood, right? Like, you just have to hit something, right, after being around it for so much. And that's why this photo was so, it just spoke to me, because that is what this says. Like, at any moment of the day, no matter what I'm wearing, no matter what I'm thinking, it's time to hit a golf shot. And I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, and exactly. And after that, then I'm good. Then it's like, I almost got my picks, you know? It's
get like, your picks.
Let me go back and, you know, make sure that our tour pros are taken care of, or whoever it may be. And yeah, that's good enough for me.
So I kind of want to go in a little bit of a different direction, because I want to commend you in the way that you go about your process, because you really represent golf in a way that is really relatable to every golfer out there. You know, you're a part of it, you're into it, you tell the story, but you're also the same person that says, hey, I'm going to go and hit it as soon as I can. But I think it's a little bit different now. And I'm bringing this, another photo up, and this has to do with, the women that you guys have on staff who are spectacular players. And you tell a little bit of a story about, your experiences and what golf's done for you. I would really love to get your perspective on golf for women right now, because this has been kind of a banner year for women getting into the game, not just, I think, from a national level, but I can speak personally, at my golf course, the uptick is huge. So if you can kind of go into that at all, or even not at all, it's totally up to you, but this spoke to me because these were very, very close together on your feed.
Yeah. So Women's Golf Day was a few months ago, September 1st. And so I wanted to definitely give a shout out to a few of the LPGA ladies that are on our staff. I mean, number one, obviously, everyone should know is NB Park. She has had an incredible, successful career in golf. And I know a lot of women look up to her. And then on top of that, you know, we have NASA and Minji Lee, and then, Hannah Green. She actually was out at the Houston shoot, with us a few weeks ago, and it was amazing just to shoot content with her. And what's amazing to me too, is that golf is, like how you said, trying to steer in that direction now. You know, it's not just a male dominant sport. It, it's everyone, you know, anyone can play this amazing game. I think that's what makes it so much better. And then, so yeah, it took it to heart that day. And I just wanted to share, you know, what golf meant to me. And not only did it introduce me to so many friendships and relationships that I have to this day, it also really taught me to be patient, because it is such a male dominant sport. And even in the business, it is, you know, it's, I'm not trying to, you know, sound, I don't even know what the right word I'm trying to say here, but it's really, really hard being a female in the golf industry, playing and, you know, working in the business. But I take a lot of pride in the way that I've handled it the past 6 years. More actually, straight out of college, I already started working in a golf industry. And I just, to me, I don't need the praise. I don't need a pat on the back saying you're doing a good job. I go about my job of putting my head down and grinding. If I'm never going to say no to someone, if someone needs something from me at the company, I'm going to say yes, even though I may be like killing inside and exhausted and have used up all of my ability to do my job, I'm going to say yes. I'm never going to turn anything down. And to me, that is just an example of my personality and making sure I always think of the company first. Whatever the best interest of the company is what I'm going to do. So it's amazing at what I've learned and have been able to overcome over the years. And for that, it has made me a stronger person. And I hope, you know, many other females can hear this and know that you can do it. Know that, you know, it's not just a male dominant career path. Like if you want to go play golf and if you want to be a part of the boys team, you can change that. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. You know, so any female listening to this, you know, feel free to DM me and I will do whatever I can to help you figure out your path. Don't follow my path. That is my path. I mean, you can definitely learn from it, but I want you to be able to create your own path. And there's different ways that everyone can achieve their end goal. So it's it has been a struggle, but I am very proud of how the way I've overcome it and the relationships that I've made now. And I do feel a part of the team, and you know, Cleveland and Strixon too have done some amazing things for me personally too. And they are so supportive and just see me as the person who I am. They don't see, you know, a male or a female doing the job. They see a really dedicated, talented person who has great relationships and makes the company better. And so they see that and they recognize that, and they help me and boost me too in ways to keep pursuing and keep basically, I lost my train of thought and I don't even know what to say anymore.
No, it's great. I think, passion is incredibly important in this game. And having been around social media for a long time, you definitely see the different intent that is implied by every person out there posting, whether it's about golf, whether it's about Whataburger, whether it's about terrible Ohio weather and stupid November. It's all very evident when you look deeper into it. And that's been one of my favorite parts of experiencing your journey, is because we get to see you playing the game that we love. We get to see a passion that you share. And I married married a golfer who is incredibly good at not being incredibly concerned about golf. It drives me crazy. So yeah. Seeing people like you out there and seeing the ladies just do unbelievably cool things in their tour and in their respect, it's really fun for me. And I've got a cousin now playing up at Wittenberg. She's playing golf there, came down from Canada. So that's super cool. I got to play with her earlier this year. You definitely feel that golf is becoming more universal, and I love that.
Yeah, and I love that too. And you know, all the OEMs and media outlets, they're all making the stand to support that as well. You know, while I wish we did that 10, 15 years ago, at least it's now and, you know, not never. So it's, we have to start somewhere, you know, but yeah, continuing to make the LPGA feel a part, you know, just as important at the, as the PGA Tour is also, I think to me, very important. I mean, there's some awesome woman out there who, you know, I think can give a lot of guys a run for their money.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how many strokes do we get when we play together? How many do I get?
Okay. So my handicap may be scratch, but that's not what I play to anymore. Okay. So people need to remember that. Like, I will always put up like I'm like a 6 handicap, and then they go look up my gin and it says, you know, plus 0.4.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, look in the last time that I've, you know, I no. And plus also too, let's take into consideration that I always play the same tees that you guys play from. I don't play from the forward tees.
That's
so
incredible.
So you guys need to remember that. And again, maybe this is by far the most I've ever played since college, you know,
this year.
To take COVID as a negative and turn it into a positive, I have played way more than I've ever played since college.
Do you have a round count for 2020?
Oh no. I mean, maybe 10.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably 10.
Like you played 10 times this year.
I like 10 to 15. Yeah.
And you're a plus 0.4.
No, I'm not a plus 0.4. That's the thing.
Wow.
Ladies
and gentlemen, I want you to pay. That's NOELLEEEZ or Z on Twitter. If you're looking for lessons, improved products, you know, things like that. I do have a couple questions I've been asked to ask you if you're ready for them.
Okay. Bring it.
What is the ball you play right now?
I play Z-Star.
Z-Star? Mm-hmm. In white or otherwise?
I play it in white. Okay. Yeah. I don't mind playing it in our tour yellow. Sometimes I will once in a while. Just I have it in my bag and it's good. But at the end of the day, I love my pure white golf ball.
Do you mark it?
Yes, I mark it with a fire helmet. It's
for the ball and chain. I love that.
Yeah. So there's a little like pink fire helmet that I have on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. How about the favorite golf course you've played? And it's interesting they said played, because I guess you could say favorite golf course and then favorite golf course you've actually played.
Yeah, I know. Hands down, my favorite golf course would have to be Pebble, but I've never played it.
Okay. How about the one you've played? How have you not played Pebble?
I know. I've hit many tee shots.
That one or two a day you're talking about.
Yeah? 18 and 7. Okay. Yeah. Pebble by far, you know, you can't beat that. I would love to go to Bandon one day and play Bandon. I've never done that. I've played Bethpage Black. I played it a few days after the, was it 08 or 09 open? That was incredibly hard. And I was an idiot and I played it from the back tees. And
I don't know, one under, two under?
I don't know. I don't think I even reached like half the fairways. But I was like, I'm here, you know, I'm playing like the toughest conditions ever. I'm going to like try and beat Tiger Woods' score. And yeah, that didn't pan out.
Well, I mean, you've beat Lowry, you've beat Jamie. You may as well beat Tiger while you're at it. Right. How about favorite course in your region?
I will probably say Riviera.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Definitely.
It's hard to beat that one. Wow.
Yeah, you can't. LACC is pretty amazing too, though. Wilshire is also awesome, but Riv's, you can't beat Riv.
How about people want to know what's next for Strixon's golf balls? They obviously want, since we're all under NDA and there's nothing you can't tell us at this point, What's next for Srixon's golf balls?
All I can say is trying to remember, we typically are a 2-year life cycle. So, yeah. So
inching closer.
There may not be something coming somewhat soon.
Well, I think that's what we're all here for, is a sort of not so kind of hint into the future. If you wait long enough, everybody, there'll be new ones.
Yes, but at the same time, right now we've got an awesome buy two get one deal. So I have to throw a marketing spiel on that.
Please do.
So do that. It's a fantastic deal with fantastic products that we have. So why not take advantage of that right now?
That's great. That is all the questions I have for you. Do you want to bug me with anything? Do you have any questions that you want to pick on me with?
Oh,
yeah.
You gave me a heads up. I could have come up with some stuff.
Well, that's why I don't.
Let's see.
The last time we hung out, I got to find out how not smart I was because Brunsky, and or was that two times ago? I mean, he's very smart. When we were hanging out at headquarters, got to see a little bit of the what's going on over there for you.
Oh gosh, yeah. Gosh, how long was that?
That was what did you guys? You guys just released UHX, which
we just came back with Cleveland with an irons.
You didn't even invite me to play around with you. So I figured at that point,
I was deathly ill that
yes,
time. And I literally had like 105 degree temperature, and I was still golf course with you guys, which I probably shouldn't have, but this was also way before COVID. So, but I was dedicated. I was like, I'd worked my butt off to make it like perfect for you guys. So I wanted to make sure I was there. I mean, maybe just some questions for you would be, you know, like what has been your favorite Cleveland wedge that we've ever made?
Oh, RTX4 in a heartbeat. It's
really,
it's not even close. I have words that I probably shouldn't use in a recorded setting for a couple of the wedges. And I've been with Cleveland experiencing their products for quite some time. One of the original Morgan Cups, I was a Cleveland guy, which is super fun. That was back in like the Cleveland Classic era, XL Custom, Miyazaki combos, all that fun stuff. And those wedges broke my heart. Real true story, they broke my heart. It was like every other iteration, like one I loved, one I was like, I don't know, and then the next one I loved, the next one I was like, I don't know, and like RTX4 came out, I was just like, oh, it was, you know, that was, anyone who plays with me, if I'm not talking about the wedges, it's probably a good thing. Between hey, look at the stupid comments I have stamped on these things, to hey, look what I can do from 135 yards with this 50 degrees. So, you know, it's 100%. 100%.
Wow, that's awesome. I normally people like throw it back to like 2000s.
Nope. Nope.
All right. What about with the new Srixon ZX line? If you can choose any one iron that you would game, which one would it be?
Well, am I trying to get strokes from you or not?
No, you're not getting any strokes.
Okay, then I would say the sevens. They look spectacular. I've always deferred to that. I think I played 765 for a while, the awesome product, super fun to use. And I remember, if I remember correctly, Tour V was a inline shaft at the time for that. And that's my go-to shaft. So it was like, you know, a match made in heaven. And then, you know, Josh had me playing some blades for a while. And I'm not anywhere as good as you are. So I definitely needed like that next step up, you know. So
you act like you're not very good. How many rounds do you play a year?
This was a bad year. I played 59. Oh. That was scheduled or marked, whatever you want to call it.
Wow.
I have a 5-year-old. There's nothing I can do.
Oh my, no, that's an excuse. You still had over 50 rounds in 2020. Yeah.
That's pathetic.
That's incredible.
Yeah, definitely the sevens. They look phenomenal. I don't think I would go as far as to go to the fives, but yeah, sevens look perfect. And I love the rounded edges. I have to think the feel, the feedback you get is so wildly improved based on the new shaping.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is. It's definitely. And I mean, I didn't even think, I'm going to be completely honest, I didn't think we can get much better than the 85 series.
Yeah, it's a big ask.
And then when we came out with these, I mean, you know, learning about them, you know, a couple years ago and seeing the evolution of even just starting from, you know, a 3D model print, I was like, oh my gosh, these are going to be incredible. So yeah. And they feel, I mean, I know when really a lot of people use the metaphor of it feels like butter, but this feels like butter. I mean, it's absolutely buttery smooth.
So we at least know what the next couple marketing videos are going to be like, right?
Right. Yeah.
Painting on the toast.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. I'm trying to think. I'm going to ask you some tough questions, but you put me on the spot. And
yeah. How many hole in ones do you have?
I only have one. Yeah. You have zero? Yeah. Wow. It's so hard.
That's like two aside right there, right?
Yeah. No.
I play a high ball. So I think. I've always felt it unfair that those who kind of run it up to the hole have a distinct advantage over me because I hit the ball so high. Right. It like kind of hops and stops. So it's
right.
It's pure luck.
I'm the same way. We need to play.
I'm really in. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe here's a question that if you're paint me your ideal day of coming to LA. So basically I would be your chauffeur for the day. I'd pick you up from LAX. You know, take us 3 hours to get out of LAX. And then after that.
are we talking about your backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Obviously I have to play the golf course you think is the best in the world. And since you have the connection, then I'm 100% down to play ribs. So that's cool.
Yeah.
There's a little spot that JB hooked me up with called Crave. Have you been there? It's a little Asian fusion place in Huntington.
You told me about it. Yeah. No,
I haven't. So they have bulgogi fries, which slapped me in the face. They had teriyaki chicken, which slapped me in the face. And they have this cider that's from Ace Brewing Company, which is out there. And it's pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
It's nutty.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So that's getting in there somewhere. And then
why do you want to come to LA and have teriyaki chicken?
I mean, that's why. See, this you're asking me. If you're my chauffeur and you're making me pick, then I think we have made a mistake.
Okay. Well, I would definitely take you to Ballast Point. There's an awesome Ballast Point that's in Long Beach that came out a few years ago. That place is amazing. We would definitely play probably Riviera. But then after that, I'd actually probably would just take you straight to Santa Monica. And that's where it's at.
Oh, to the pier. Okay. Yeah.
I've been
there a couple of times. Yeah, I know that spot.
Okay.
There's a lot of people around there, and I've actually got our former GM here at my local course, the Oasis, now works at a Bel Air Country Club. So I'd have to go pick on him a little bit. Give us some of these Strixon Cleveland products in your pro shop there, bud.
Yeah. I've never played Bel Air either. I've been there a bunch of times, but I haven't played there. So you'll have to hook that up.
Yeah, for sure. I have massive pull everywhere I go. So
yeah,
I love that. Obviously we'd have to go hang out at like a Ducks game or something like that. That would be like a no-brainer.
Well, we would go to a Dodger game.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, give me some field passes. You know, we got to get this Canadian on baseball. You know, I know he's a hockey guy, but yeah, we check out a Ducks game probably. I think it sounds like we're doing less golf.
Yeah, that's problematic. as much as I like all these ideas, it's got to circle around golf. But I will say the next time THP plans a trip out there for some content, I'm definitely not letting JB pick the itinerary. That's going to be on you. You sound way more fun than, hey, we got meetings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. So stay tuned. Josh and I are definitely working out on making up for, you know, not having a Strixon event in 2020, you know, because of COVID. So I definitely want to go big for 2021.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Who knows when that's going to happen, but whenever it will, I think everyone will be thoroughly impressed and excited about it. And, you know, also I would love to just hear feedback, especially maybe even from you. Is there anything that, you know, you would want to see us do maybe be more or less, and it can even be product side. It could be marketing side. You know, I always love consumer feedback.
Yeah, I think that's something we throw out to the listeners. I think you've got Noelle on Twitter. I'd repeat her name. It'll take me 10 minutes to get all the E's out. Noelle's on Twitter. We also have Cleveland Golf and Strixon Golf. And you can probably jump into, once this goes live, we'll have some links out there. We also have threads going on THP where we can talk about it. I think the real point here is just to say thank you so much for your time, Noelle. And we're very excited for what Cleveland's got coming out. I've not been shy about how wicked the UHX are for that, you know, that segment of golfer. I've not been shy about how much I love RTX4, and I promise you I will spend more time with Zikpor if I absolutely have to give up those tired grooves of my 57 round RTX4s. But
you do.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. It's been an absolute blast to have you on. I hope you'll come on again.
Yes, I will. And let me end with this. How about if people can both follow, you know, me and you or Off Course Podcast on Twitter, and anyone that can, you know, reply with any good key information, or even just, I don't know, just retweet and share this and get the word out about the new product. And I will pick one lucky winner to win a new ZX utility iron.
Yes. Am I eligible?
No.
Well, you heard it here. Your chances are great because I'm not involved. What an incredible offer from Noelle and our great friends over at Strixon. If anyone's golfing this weekend, I'm not, because it's going to be windy and terrible here. So if anyone is golfing, that better be you, Noelle. Please have fun, enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.